We've been reporting for some time now about heavy fighting in Pakistan as the military tries to wipe out the Taliban in the Swat Valley. Violence has also hit hard this week in some of Pakistan's major cities. There were three deadly bombings yesterday in Peshawar in the northwest. On Wednesday, militants killed as many as 30 people in an assault with bombs and guns in the eastern city of Lahore. And today, the UN warned its staff in the capital, Islamabad, to stay home out of security concerns. We called Maliha Lodi in Islamabad for some perspective. She's a former Pakistani ambassador to both the U.S. and the U.K. She says the attacks this week by militants were to be expected.
The ferocity of the operation itself in Swat has meant that the leaders of the organization of the Pakistani Taliban, they have actually claimed responsibility for the attack in Lahore, and they're the ones who are threatening of more reprisals. The aim seems to be to try to drain public support away from the military operation. The aim also appears to be to relieve the pressure that clearly the militants are feeling in Swat, because the operation is proceeding as effectively as it can in the circumstances. So this was to be expected.
And would you expect to see more attacks like these in Pakistan cities?
I think the security agencies and the authorities seem to be bracing themselves for a wave which will continue. At the same time, the political leadership will have to step up to the plate and make sure that they steel themselves, and they also steel public opinion so that there is a higher public threshold to withstand this as the operation continues in Swat, because I think most Pakistanis have concluded that unless the Swat operation is taken to its logical conclusion, all the efforts that have been made in the last few weeks would be in vain. After all, the human cost is 2.5 million people being displaced. So therefore, I think the operation simply has to succeed.
And when you say it has to come to its logical conclusion, are you talking about a military extinction of the Taliban in the Swat Valley?
I think what the military has aimed at is the disabling of the top leadership, because remember that the army has been in this area before, twice before it's tried to clear it, and twice the Taliban militants have simply come back to fill a vacuum.
Well, that is a big question, isn't it, of what would fill that vacuum, and if you're talking about winning over hearts and minds, how the Pakistani government would do that?
I think for some time, the army would probably have to stay in the valley, in those mountains. They will have to be there to bolster the police for some time so that the people, when they're repatriated back to their homes, have a sense of security. Because after all, the military gains can be lost if the hearts and minds of the people who were displaced and have to go back are not won. And winning those hearts and minds means providing them with the security to return, to be able to rebuild their lives. So there's a huge task ahead, and it will need a lot of leadership from both the political and the military leadership to really make sure that there is no vacuum in Swat once the military is able to clear the area. To hold and to build are going to be the key points of what the political leadership will have to do.
Ambassador Lodi, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Maliha Lodi is the former Pakistani ambassador to the U.S. and the U.K. She spoke with us from her home in Islamabad.